Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah! Yeah! Yeah! I'm making all the same sounds I imagine all of you are in your garages, basements, fan caves, tap rooms, wherever you happen to have just taken in easily the most entertaining regular season Patriots game in a full year, dare I say, since week four last year, the Tom Brady returns game that the Patriots also lost by just a couple of points in heartbreaking fashion. I take you back to 2020, week two, the Seattle game, another game the Patriots lose at the very end where they showed incredible heart, resilience, effort, fortitude, strength, coaching, all of it. I know it's going to be a moral victory Sunday night and a moral victory Monday, Andy, here on the Six Rings postgame show and on WEEI on a Patriots Monday. But damn, I wanted that win. The Patriots deserve that win. The Packers win 27-24, a last second overtime ending 31-yard Mason Crosby field goal to seal it for the Pack. The Pack, go Pack, go to 3-1. And despite that effort, despite the team rallying around the third stringer, Bailey Zappe, and all of your don't worry, be Zappe jokes and puns that I'm sure will be coming soon, your New England Patriots played their asses off, and yet they are a 1-3 team in last place in the AFC East.
This is a team with balls.
Yeah.
I can say that with definity for the rest of the season. This, in my opinion, had they pulled this off, would have been one of the greater regular season upsets in recent memory. Now, I know we're title town and there's no moral victories and you didn't, coulda, shoulda, woulda, didn't kind of thing. But you started your journeyman backup quarterback. Your starting quarterback was out. Your leading receiver, Jacoby Myers, was out. Your captain and arguably best defensive lineman, Lawrence Guy, was out. Your number one cornerback, Jalen Mills, was out. You're at Lambeau Field going against Aaron Rodgers and a young receiving core that we are hearing is starting to make plays, starting to come together. And you, in the first quarter, have to field Bailey Zappe, who, if you remember this week, Joe Judge kind of almost laughed about the idea of Zappe having to play. Like, yeah, he's not really ready. I mean, he doesn't get any reps. He's like, fourth round backup out of Western Kentucky. You know, I saw Albert Breer tweet something out. 2 years ago, he was playing on a field that one of the sides of the field was a CVS drive-thru. That's where he was playing football. And he put up great numbers, but Zappe wasn't ready. No one wanted him to play, but Zappe was out there. Zappe was going toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers. Zappe was taking you to overtime. Zappe threw a touchdown pass. I'm not saying he carried you. He threw for 99 yards, I believe. I'm not sure he threw for 100 yards. But he threw a 25-yard touchdown pass that you needed to Devontae Parker. And this defense, which at times, I know we all have issues with Tavai and Miles Bryan.
Issues.
And different guys that are on the field. But those guys, they put what they had on the line, and they frustrated the you-know-what out of Aaron Rodgers, who was getting guys open, missing throws. He didn't play great. I'm not going to dispute that. But in the end, you went toe-to-toe at Lambeau Field, where Bill, even Bill this week was like, Lambeau's different. The history, you walk in there, Devin McCourty, you look around, you tell people, I played at Lambeau Field. And you played at Lambeau Field today with Bailey frickin' Zappe, and you went toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers right till the final finish, and he got the three-point victory. I don't think Aaron Rodgers feels good about himself right now, personally. I don't think the Packers probably feel good about themselves right now. And I don't know if the New England Patriots feel good about themselves because they're 1-3 And in the NFL, you got to win. There's no, nothing else matters except winning. But this team has balls. They've shown heart. They will fight to the finish. I don't know how good they are. I don't know how talented they are. But whether it was the offensive line with Trent Brown flexing over piles, telling people to run the ball behind me, Harris, Stevenson doing their part, reborn Kendrick Bourne as part of the zappy offense out there, they showed that they have fight. And I don't know how you can not be impressed by that. Would it have been that much better, obviously, if you could have possibly snuck in a Nick Folk field goal to win in overtime? Obviously. But this team put its you-know-what on the line and impressed me today.
The big question now, in a sea of debates, some doubts, some exclamation points, a lot of thumbs up, a couple thumbs down, Andy, is will these New England Patriots be able to take whatever sort of moral victory momentum that you can derive, that you can pull from the unfortunate wreckage that is losing a game that you were this close to winning that would have propelled you to unforeseen heights? Oh, the honking horns and the celebrating. The tap lines would have just been left open all night long. I'd have put my card down. You know I'm good for it. Can these Patriots now take something from this game, turn around, and start a winning streak? Can they make some momentum from this? Will the big brass bald Patriots, who showed so much temerity and so much fight and the resilience tonight in Green Bay, will they be able to turn around and use that against the Lions next week? A Lions team that put up 45,
has
also
balls
gave
of
up
its
48,
own.
That has balls of its own. They've got grit.
You've got
balls. It's going to be the Kevin Garnett showdown next week. Grit and balls
might
at Gillette Stadium.
Two suspect teams, talent-wise, with grit and balls putting it on the line. But I will say, we've heard Bill Belichick all the way back to 2001. Usually we hear these things about Super Bowl teams. When we went toe-to-toe with those Rams, I told the team we might see that team again, right? The Rams. Oh, we hung with them at Foxborough Stadium. Or in Kansas City, second half. I learned something. We lost, but I learned something about the fight of our football team. I am not saying this is a Super Bowl team. It is not. I'm actually saying definitively, it is not a Super Bowl team.
I don't know who is a Super Bowl team because I continue to tell you when we watch these games and get ready for the Six Rings postgame show that the NFL is out of control, wildly unpredictable, pretty sloppy so far this season.
But it is in September and early October. That's why Bill says extension of the preseason and we mock him.
It's a little bit of a mess right now. I can't tell you who is a Super Bowl team right now.
But I am going to tell you definitively, they are not a Super Bowl team. But I don't know why you can't pull from a game like Bill did in those instances for Super Bowl teams just about a borderline playoff team, about a team you now know what you have in terms of competitive nature. You may not be talented enough, but why can't you look back at a game like this and say, the way we didn't wilt in Green Bay when guys had reasons to quit, everybody was out, our backup quarterback went out, everybody knew Zappe didn't have any reps, Zappe hasn't done much since the summer, right? Everybody had a reason to just kind of roll over, lay down, and hey, maybe we'll bounce back next week against the Lions kind of attitude, and they didn't. So I think you learned that this team will compete to the finish, the absolute finish, whether that's week 17 because you missed the playoffs, whether that's wild card weekend because you sneak in, they will compete to the finish. And I think for a coach like Belichick that tells us week 6, week 7, before I know what kind of team I have, talent-wise, I think he's still searching. But in terms of the mental makeup of his team, he found out about his team today in Green Bay.
This is the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI and all across the WEEI network with your old pals Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Jumbo Hart. Of course, the socials at Fitzy GFY, at Jumbo Hart, and at WEEI. I'll read one quick text from the text line at 37937 as we broadcast here from our Best Yet brand studio on the Six Rings postgame. 978 text. They are going to fight to the finish, Andy. I agree. The finish of probably a 6-win season.
Okay, maybe.
It might be the case, but I'll tell you this. I would rather this team go down as a 6-11 team that punched, clawed, scrapped, and kicked their way through every single game. And I was the most entertained I've been in a full year by a New England Patriots game. I would rather see heart and fight and tough and that kind of football in a winning or possibly losing season, knowing full well that you've got some real ones, and we'll get to the people that popped today in our thumbs up, thumbs down later, the Jones brothers who stepped up as one Jones went down, Bailey Zappe, other players who really showed us something today, a couple other guys who might want to hit the showers, take a lap, or skip the game next week. We'll get to them as well. I would much rather that, and I agree with you, they showed
some big old balls today. That was a thrilling game. When we come back on the other side in the 8 o'clock hour, I will tell you something Andy Hart told me during the preseason that I believe he also shared here on the radio and wherever anyone listens to or reads Andy Hart's words that I believe came true. And I don't think we necessarily have a controversy on our hands, but it was pretty interesting the way it played out today in Green Bay. You got Fitzy, you got Hart, and we got you here on the Six Rings Postgame Show.